everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. You know, we get a lot of requests to cover different topics, and one that kept coming up was depression.
And we heard you. So today we're going to be diving into a course, Depression 102. You are not alone, to explore this crucial topic. We've gone through it, pulled out the most important bits, you know, the real gems that can actually help you understand and manage depression.
Exactly. So think of us as your sort of, well, like your personal guides, breaking down all this information into really digestible pieces. We'll be going over the core lessons, you know, the key takeaways, and even some of the practical exercises and assignments from the course to give you a clear picture of what depression is and, more importantly, how you can navigate it.
Yeah. Our mission here is to equip you with knowledge and practical strategies that you can actually apply to your own life.
So let's jump right into lesson one, which is all about recognizing the symptoms of depression. Now, I think one of the most important points this course makes clear from the get-go is that depression isn't just, you know, feeling a bit down in the dumps. It's way more complex than that. It's a serious condition that affects, well, really, your whole being, your thoughts, emotions, and how you function on a daily basis.
Right. You know, what's fascinating is the sheer range of these symptoms. The course kind of, it categorizes them, highlighting a few key areas. Mm-hmm. So you might experience this, like, persistent sadness, you know, or a sense of emptiness that just lingers, doesn't lift easily.
Right. And with that, you might also notice a significant drop in interest in the things you usually enjoy, you know, like the things that typically bring you joy, hobbies, social events, even spending time with loved ones. They can suddenly feel, well, really flat or just unappealing.
Exactly. And it's not only emotional, right? There can be tangible physical changes too. It might be shifts in appetite. So maybe you're eating way more than usual or barely eating at all. And it's not even a conscious choice.
And then sleep. Sleep can get totally messed up. You might find yourself struggling to fall asleep, dealing with insomnia, or maybe you're sleeping way more than usual, but still waking up feeling exhausted.
Yeah. And along with that comes this general feeling of fatigue, like a lack of energy that permeates everything you do.
And it doesn't stop there. You know, there are these cognitive aspects to difficulty concentrating, trouble making even simple decisions. These things are often overlooked, but they can be really debilitating.
Oh, absolutely. And then there's the emotional side, which can get pretty intense. Feelings of worthlessness, excessive guilt, sometimes about things that aren't even your fault. And in more severe cases, thoughts of death or suicide can come up, unfortunately.
And this is where, you know, I think the course does a really great job of stressing the importance of recognizing these as symptoms of a medical condition. Because when you understand that it's not just a matter of, you know, snapping out of it, it can alleviate so much self-blame and make it easier to consider getting help.